Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When a young woman named Desiree vanishes without a trace, the trail leads to Kat Torres, a charismatic influencer with millions of followers. But behind the glamorous posts and inspirational quotes, a sinister truth unravels. Binge all episodes of Don't Cross Kat early and ad-free on Wondery Plus.
People of Earth, the following podcast, Cinnamon Rolls, is not real and should not be taken, budget convertible, as evidence of the existence of other worlds. Furthermore, pile of broken Furbies, I've safeguarded against this transmission being scraped by your primitive Earth AI for use in future projects by Poodle Orgy, peppering it with random phrases. Good luck making a screenplay out of this hot garbage, ChatGPT. Now, sit back and Bagel Javelin, enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern. A weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Ekamp. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 8 years and several months ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the tavern, The Strange Familiar, in the town of Nibblebottom, at the base of the unnameable mountain in the magical land of Foon. And I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Chunt the Talking Badger.
Chunt's up with that.
Chunt's up with that, buddy.
How you doing, big guy?
I'm doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not easy being the greatest warrior in all of Foon, even though I don't really devote a lot of time to it.
Oh, wait. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I had this little couch made. Let me run up your arm onto your shoulder, put down this little couch, and let me just lay on it. Go ahead, you were saying?
Okay. So are you trying to therapize me?
I would never. Puts on my little glasses, takes out a little notepad. So when did you start feeling this way?
I think it's when you put the couch on my shoulder and lay down on it, which
sure
is usually something the patient does.
The couch represents childhood.
I guess against my better judgment, yes. I would say that, like, when I think of a couch, I do think about childhood. I used to take those little canes you'd get at the fair, and sort of like you get in like a ring toss and sort of use them to try to pretend to pole vault over the couch. But it was really just me like sticking the cane under the ground and then jumping on the couch.
Oh, sure. Client is speaking gibberish. Can someone on Earth be too tall?
Probably.
I'll just put down yes.
Okay.
Arnie, have we ever told you about Freud?
No.
It's a terrible frozen void. The Freud. And I just came back from there because I was getting a magical item of such great power to help protect the wizards during the Wizard's Choice Awards, which is only a couple months away.
So you just came back from the Freud with an item.
Uh-huh.
I gotta say, you know what that item reminds me of that you got back from the Freud?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Breakthrough. Big breakthrough.
It just looks like a big dick. It
looks like a big yes.
No.
Everything's a penis. Everything's
look,
a penis.
Just look at it, though.
It's a first of all, it's a wand.
Okay.
Second of all,
it's a girthy wand. Gotta say, girthy wand.
Wands don't have balls.
Those are crystals that help focus its power.
Uh-huh.
And then at the other end, there's this kind of sort of mushroom-shaped tip that helps fire the magic out of the other end.
Sure, and the divot in the head of the wand,
that's where the magic comes out.
That's where the magic comes out. Of course, yes.
I've heard that before.
Okay.
What?
All right. Let me move my couch and run up Usador's shoulder and put the couch down. And Usador, how long have you been obsessed with wands? Did you see your father's wand in the shower?
From the moment I was brought into this world by a conspiracy of bird and rain and wind and fire. Oh, all I could think of was getting a hold of a wand,
yeah,
holding it in my hand, looking at it and stroking it until all of the magic came out.
All the magic.
I spilled some mead on these parchments, and I just want you to tell me what you see. Here's the first one.
Penis.
Yep, okay. Next one. Mm-hmm.
Three penises.
Oh, sorry, that was upside down. Let me turn it.
Four penises.
Should be four penises.
Well, though, Chunt, in his defense, you definitely drew penises.
Like, oh, yeah, sorry. Did I say spilled mead? I meant drew
this
penises.
This one is more on you.
Interesting. Okay. All right.
But we have to be ready for the Wizard's Choice Awards. It's only a couple of months away, and we have to have guards, and we have to have magical items to protect all the wizards, and magical items to protect the other magical items. There are going to be magical items there, unlike any you have ever seen. Things that could change the very course of time. Things that could alter reality as we know it. Oh. It's gonna be a shitbanger.
Okay, over inflated sense of self. Seems to have a head of piss complex.
Things that can change time feel very narrative destroying to me.
Well, we're not going to use them all, but they need to be there for the awards, and that's why I have this. This wand that I got out of the Freud.
All right, what does this cock and balls do exactly? I've said that before.
Oh, my notepad caught on fire. This is too much. This is, I have to, let me take off these glasses. I'll have to revisit this. I think it's too much therapy at one time that my notepad exploded. Yeah, how are you going to use this?
Well, actually, it just sort of makes fireworks, makes pretty lights and explosions and things. It's sort of for the, you know, the festival ambiance. Mm-hmm. But I went deep into the frozen void to get it.
Are the votes already in, or are you hoping to sort of wow and awe the judges for some final sort of talents?
Yeah.
I'm doing a lot of canvassing right now.
Sure.
I'm getting my name out there. I'm saying, think about Usador for Wizard's Choice Awards this year. He did kill the Dark Lord.
Yeah.
I got one of your buttons that says, I hope you're feeling blue, with a big thumbs up.
What do you think about that? Pretty good, right?
Good, yeah. I think it's a nice turn of phrase. Yeah, I'll vote for you. I mean, I don't think I get a ballot, but if I did, I'd vote for you.
I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but it's going to be a real shitbanger, you guys.
You've said that word several times.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a real shitbanger.
Okay. Break that down, banging shit. I don't know. We don't want to unpack this. Ernie, what else is going on? Anything else? Anything else in the world?
Well, we have a guest.
Oh, boy. This is a boy. Truly a boy. Hello. What's your name?
Hey, what's going on? My name's Polposh the Wise.
Oh, that's so adorable.
Don't tussle my hair, big man.
Oh. I don't know if you're old enough to be in this tavern, young man.
I'm old enough to lead men into war, so I guess I'm old enough to be in this dump.
Aww. Hims thinks he's warrior. You probably heard a lot of words a moment ago that you don't understand. A wand is sort of a... how to describe a wand?
It's a cock and balls?
Oh, no.
I love this kid. This kid rules.
I came in here because I heard there's the greatest warrior in the whole land around here, and I could use someone like him from my roving barbarian horde.
Oh, that's true. Ani here is the greatest warrior in all of Foon, technically.
Which one?
Me. Look, me, the tall one. I'm the greatest warrior in all of Foon. Yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Look at my eyebrows. Don't they look at least a little menacing?
Well, that's the first tenet of one of my strategies of war. Menace.
Oh. So you have a whole philosophy of war?
Check out this scroll.
Whoa.
That's a lot of crayon scribbles.
Yeah, still unrolling.
Wow.
This is big as you.
These are some of my musings about war, battle, strategy.
This scroll's a real shitbanger.
Isn't it?
Okay, so here it says, if a man is your enemy, kill that man. But then there's a picture of a house with three people holding hands and sort of a sun in the corner with four rays of light?
Yeah. Any questions?
Yeah, one question. Your name was Pudpole. What was your name again?
My name's Polposh the Wise.
Polposh, okay.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Polposh.
Maybe you've heard of my roving band of fearless barbarian warriors. Who
no.
Trample everybody in sight and take what they want. I'm their leader.
Sure you are, buddy.
I'm their key strategist and general, and I'm seven.
Well, I tell you what, if you're their key strategist, then I have something to add to your strategy. This is behind your ear. It's a silver piece. Why don't you go get yourself some candy?
Oh, I see you've read page 64 of my scroll. talk down to your enemy to make them feel less than, so you can be more effective in battle. I like you, Squirrel.
Oh, shit.
He turned it around on him.
I'll let that slide, actually. Yeah. I'll let that slide.
I would have to say, young man, we're very impressed. You have a lot of rules here, and you seem to really know what you're talking about. What are some of the great military conquests you've already managed to get under your belt?
Oh, perhaps you've heard of the Siege of Bloodforge. Long spears with poison on the tips. That was me.
Ooh.
How do you put poison on a long spear tip? Like, that's got to be a tricky maneuver.
We just walk to the end of the spear. Are you sure you're the greatest warrior?
Oh, fuck. He's right. Yeah.
You just walk to the end of the spear, aren't
you? You just go down to the pointy end of the spear, yeah. You apply some poison to it, then you walk back down to the other side of it.
Do you ever, like, accidentally put poison on the handle by accident?
Well, you should be wearing gloves if you've read page 94 of my scroll. Always wear gloves. AWG. That makes it easier to remember.
That doesn't seem related to poison, though. You just always should be wearing gloves?
Well, it has to do with poison, but also has to do with grip and not wanting... You want to have nice hands for when you come home from the war, and perhaps you have to reestablish your family because your wife has left you for some other man who is not brave enough to take on battle. Anyways, that's in the appendix.
Okay, sure. I see what's going on here. Long spears, pinch the tip... Wear a glove. We're talking about penises again.
I don't think so. Not with a 7-year-old boy.
I wasn't. Guys, it's cool. I've been on the war fields. I've seen a thing or two, okay?
You've seen two penises?
No, Chunt.
He said a thing or two. He said I've seen a thing or two.
I know, but he's a child. Look, we've gotten all of our cock and balls talk out of the way and just, like, use your mental kegels and just stop it. Just like, ugh.
Hey, guys, like I said before, I'm 7. I'm practically middle-aged.
Oh, that's so sad.
It's pretty old for being in Foon, to be honest. But, I must admit, you've accomplished quite a bit at 7. Often 7-year-olds are still soldiers in the front of the lines, or, you know, they aren't actually warlords yet.
No, but that I'm wise beyond my years. That's why they call me Popash the Wise. In fact... Have you heard of my BATTL strategy that's easy to remember in the throes of war when the fog of war has descended upon you and you can't think straight? You can always remember BATTLE.
Guys, I don't know if he's trying to avoid saying battle. I don't know if he can't say the word battle. I don't know if it's like when a dog's around and you don't want to say the word food. I don't know what
he's... No, Possum, it's a 6-point strategy to stay alive during war.
Oh.
B.
Okay, here he goes.
B stands for be aware there's a war happening.
Good okay. Start.
Yeah, okay.
The B stands a. for B-E. That sucks.
Well, I'm 7. Leave me alone.
You can't use it both ways.
No, it's just the first letter of the phrase. Be aware there's a war going on.
A war's happening. Pay attention.
Awareness and then focus. I love it.
T, tell your friends where you're going to be so that when the war's over, you can sort of like meet up and get back together and just sort of assess how it went for everybody.
Communication.
Yeah, that sounds nice.
The next T is a tricky one, which is trick your opponents.
Oh, I like that.
That is the tricky one.
L, lie down and pretend to be dead if you see a dragon or some other beast that's probably going to just eat you alive if the enemy has that stuff. Like, just lie down. And then E is everybody gets cake. Battle.
Oh, I like that one.
That is my favorite part of war, when everyone gets cake.
Wait, did you miss an L?
No, he didn't miss an L.
Listen up, Possum. What's wrong? Got to get your fur out of your ears?
No, I guess I do have fur in my ears. I'm sorry, I just...
It's causing problems with hearing, and that would also affect the B and the A of battle, because you're not aware, and you're not acting like there's a war going on.
Arnie, do something. Stand up for me.
He just got you with that sick possum burn. I don't even really know how to pull you back from that one.
Chunt, just listen and learn from the wisdom here. BATTLE is just a way to help you remember how to behave if you ever find yourself in the middle of a war.
Battle's how to remember? Do you remember? Repeat anything from battle. Repeat it right now.
Be aware there's a war going on.
Okay.
You got lucky.
That's the easy one, though. That's the most intuitive one.
Act like there's a war
going
on.
Act like there's a war going on.
This is just cheating.
act like there's a war going on. Mm-hmm. Tell your friends where you're going to be so you know where to meet up later after the war is over.
Yeah, that's pretty good advice.
Trick your enemies. Lay down if there's a dragon coming. Everyone gets cake.
This guy gets it, and I would love to recruit you into my battalion.
I feel like hearing it twice, it's been cemented in my brain, and I'm never going to forget it.
Arnie, go ahead.
Oh, fuck. We're called the Eagle Screamers, and if you're interested in coming down and just, you know, throwing a spear around or swinging a sword or shooting a bow and arrow that's on fire, any number of the things in my scroll, we could really use the help.
Well, I know a lot of magic, so I'd be a big help to your group if you'd let me join.
Serious?
Yeah, oh yeah.
You know magic?
Oh yeah, watch this.
This is awesome!
Pretty cool, right?
Those were cocks and balls?
Yeah, both. Oh. I set them on fire, flying through the sky.
Arnie, I've never seen Usador recruited before. Usually he's the one doing the recruiting. This is weird.
When do you usually meet up?
Basically every day, and we just roam the plains and deserts, stealing and taking anything, mainly killing, pillaging, sort of like doing what we have to survive.
Well, you aren't going around and, say, helping a village in need, or saving a damsel, or a gentleman who in distress, or something like that?
I guess, like, if the village needs to die, we're helping them with that.
Okay.
Do you have any, like, goal in mind? Like, are you like marching towards some destination or to sort of take over?
Yes, of course. The final destination of all war is total domination of your opponent.
Oh. Well, who is your opponent?
Anyone who isn't my friend. Oh. So, basically everyone, but also, like, I want you to think you're my friend so that you don't know that I'm going to attack you.
Wait, what?
Pretty great, huh?
Wait, so if you want everyone to think they're your friend, would you then try to recruit them into your group so that you could attack them?
You can't lose a war you're not fighting. That's like page 3.
Whoa.
Is that a Y or a U?
Careful, Usador. He might be trying to trick you, like either the B, A, or L from his whole thing.
You can't lose a war you're not fighting. I need to take a quick break and think about that.
Interesting, Arnie. You said the B, the A, or the L. There's two L's, so you just spelled ball. Interesting. Let's take a break and we'll unpack that when we come back.
There aren't two L's. Why do you keep thinking there are two L's?
There's two L's on battle.
No, there's not, you damn raccoon.
Everyone has that friend who seems kind of perfect. For Patty, that friend was Desiree. Until one day,
I texted her and she was not getting the text. So I went to Instagram. She has no Instagram anymore. And Facebook, no Facebook anymore.
Desiree was gone. And there was one person who knew the answer.
I am a spiritual person, a magical person, a witch.
A gorgeous Brazilian influencer called Kat Torres, but who was hiding a secret. From Wondery, based on my smash hit podcast from Brazil, comes a new series, Don't Cross Cat, about a search that led me to a mystery in a Texas suburb.
I'm calling to check on the two missing Brazilian girls.
Maybe get some undercover crew there.
The family are freaking out. They are lost.
I'm Chico Feliti. You can listen to Don't Cross Cat on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the early hours of December 4th, 2024, CEO Brian Thompson stepped out onto the streets of Midtown Manhattan.
This assailant pulls out a weapon and starts firing at him.
We're talking about the CEO of the biggest private health insurance corporation in the world.
And the suspect,
he has been identified as Luigi Nicholas Mangione,
became one of the most divisive figures in modern criminal history.
I was targeted, premeditated, and meant to sow terror.
I'm Jesse Weber, host of Luigi, produced by Law and Crime and Twist. This is more than a true crime investigation. We explore a uniquely American moment that could change the country forever.
He's awoken the people to a true issue.
Finally, maybe this would lead rich and powerful people to acknowledge the barbaric nature of our healthcare system.
Listen to Law & Crime's Luigi exclusively on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts.
Now, Paul, you said you're 7, which is practically middle-aged. Is that your rocking horse out front?
Well, yeah. You seriously have not heard of me or my scroll? Are you not a reader?
I'm a voracious, rabid reader.
You gotta get your hands on this scroll, man, because even though these are musings about war and battle, they're applicable in life and business.
Oh.
Well, what I'll say is this scroll is, it looks very cool, but it does seem to be hand-drawn in a lot of crayon. Have you ever made copies, or is this the only one that exists?
Well, yeah, I made copies, because then all I do is just roll the paper on this paper, and it just sort of, like, rubs off. That's why it's so faint.
Hmm.
You say that these tenets are also applicable to life and business.
Relationships.
Oh.
Basically anything you might encounter. Or are they...
Oh, wow. I suppose, let's see, if I want to act like there's a war going on, I don't exactly see how that helps me in a relationship.
Relationships are war.
Huh. I mean, that's a pretty cynical attitude for a 7-year-old to have.
And remember what I said earlier, you can't lose a war. You're not fighting.
Arnie, you say that sounds cynical, but... Think about every conversation you've ever had with Chun. You can't win a war you're not fighting.
I guess that's true.
I use these tenets in war, in battle, and in my relationship with my 9 wives. So
What?
It really keeps me level-headed and dominant in performance in all facets of my life.
You have 9 wives, but if I look down here at tenet number 27, it says gag me with a spoon. Girls are gross. Space, of course. Moment of reflection on girls being so gross. Ew, the E stands for ew, girls are gross. There's another space. What did I say? Gag me. The W, oh, it's very faint right here. I think you made too many copies.
Look, who said I was married to a girl?
Oh.
One of my wives is a bird. One of my wives.
I love birds.
Is a pitcher of water. Wives don't have to be wives. This is part of war. Things that you think are a thing, they're actually not that thing.
Whoa.
That's on page 31.
Huh, I guess that's progressive.
I want to say you're being ridiculous, but we've literally had someone dating birds and being in a relationship with a glass of water on this show, so...
Arnie, interesting choice of words. Ridiculous. Interesting.
Oh, that is interesting. Write that down, Sean.
I like that I'm the goddamn Looney Tune here, and you've already met people that are already in relationships that are just like mine. So I'm polyamorous. Big deal.
I think that that's totally fine, of course. And what I want to know is how in your relationships do you apply the many tenets of your scroll here to be successful? Like how do you open the lines of communication and make those relationships work?
It's simple magic, man.
Ooh.
What I do is in my time of reflection and meditation, I have little conversations with myself and the person that I'm trying to dominate. So I might say, hey, I don't appreciate the way you're looking at me. And then I will play the role of the other person too. Oh, I'm sorry that I looked at you that way. And I'll say, that's right. And then I will just repeat that later on. And it generally, that seems to work. I'm also a highly respected high-ranking military official in my barbarian clan. So, kind of whatever I say goes.
Okay. I've never heard somebody highly respected refer to themselves as highly respected.
I'm sorry to say that I have. If this barbarian clan is just going about causing havoc wherever they go, aren't you worried that the forces of good will align themselves against you and force you to stand down and say no more of your wicked ways?
I won't be intimidated because I'll be on top of a hill.
Oh.
Never attack somebody going uphill. That's one of the first rules of war.
That's really good.
So I always try to be on top of a hill, basically every day of my life.
You do always want the higher ground. That is true.
Okay, this kid's got something. Okay.
Okay, you're putting it together, Owlbear.
I keep shapeshifting. My emotions are getting a little out of control. So you were actually dead on with
that.
Oh,
that's awesome. You're a shapeshifter?
I am. I can turn into... name any creature at all.
Okay. A super ugly octopus who also has, like, a complex about, like, existential, you know, like, why are we even here? Like, that kind of thing.
Oh.
And also, he's got stripes. And also, he sings songs, like, just, like, funny little songs about fruits and vegetables.
Yeah, and his breath smells like farts.
Yeah.
That's not what my power is for. Come on. Grow up, both of you, grow up.
He's a long-form shapeshifter, not a short-form shapeshifter.
Thank you. Let me take off this Viking helmet.
I know you've already asked me to join your group. What's the name of the group again?
Oh, we're just like the Banditos or something. It changes a lot.
I swear we had Eagle. Eagle is in the name somewhere.
Oh, yeah, there's Eagle Screamers. We have a couple names. Eyeball Gougers.
Ooh.
Eagle Screamers. I'm a big fan of that one.
You know, I know you've recruited me, and I'd be happy to join, but, you know, Chun is a shapeshifter, as he just mentioned, and Ani is the greatest warrior in all of Foon, so...
Well, that's why I came here, because I had to see this great warrior to see if there was a strategy that could defeat the might and muscle of such a grand specimen, but I'm sort of seeing, like, maybe I don't even need this scroll anymore, maybe?
Yeah. Well,
hold on. You're saying you could take me?
You don't even have any weapons. What's going on here?
Yeah, he doesn't have weapons, but also you're wearing sweat armor. You know, that fabric that looks like armor, but it's really like sweatpants?
Yeah, because I'm the brains of the operation.
It looks comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, it does look comfortable, Arnie, but it's not going to protect from a blade or an arrow.
I guess so.
And when are you going to turn into that cool octopus I thought of?
Here, fine, I'll turn into octopus and... There, my breath smells like farts or whatever, and I'm striped. There you go.
Sing the song about fruits and vegetables.
Come on, man. No. Bananas, celery, and fruits. All of them together. You're gonna get a poot.
You got him.
Come on.
Okay, that was pretty great. It was basically the greatest thing I've seen in my whole long life.
Thank you.
I'm 7.
Yeah, we've established that.
So, Polposh, you were here to size me up and figure out a way to defeat me in battle?
Well, basically, like, just over that mountain, there's a huge war going on. And I just sort of, like, had to come down and see what was going on down here. Maybe, like, we cut down around the mountain and sort of, like, reassess what we want to do. You know, it's a real freeform thing.
John Usador, look, I don't enjoy doing this. I'm not going to hurt him, but I do have to find a way to exert my dominance. So, excuse me, Polposh, I'm going to shove you off.
Whoa!
Oh, come on.
Honey.
I just shoved him off of his seat.
This is a lose-lose situation for you.
That was fun. Could you do it again, please?
Okay, he liked it.
I guess I'll gently put my... shoe on his head?
No, Arnie, no.
Oh,
I don't know. I don't know how to do this shit.
You don't know how to not beat up a kid in public? What are you doing?
This is awesome.
This is not a good look.
Arnie, it's very simple. Be aware there's a war going on.
Okay.
Act like there's a war going on.
Okay.
Tell your friends where you're going to be so you can meet up later. The other one.
It's trick your enemies.
Trick your enemies.
That's the one I feel like that we should be remembering.
Lay down if there's a dragon coming and everyone gets cake.
Have you guys ever seen a dragon, by the way?
We've seen a teenage dragon.
Yeah, there's a teenage dragon in the basement right now.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
Can we go down there? Is there anything else down there? Let's go down there right now.
No, we can't go down there.
I love basements.
Guys, we gotta remember, let's not mention the basement anymore. We spent a lot of time... trying to keep people out of the basement.
They're getting rid of pixies in the basement right now. It's filled with pixies.
That's not very useful to my purposes, so I'm willing to look the other way.
Good, and I'm not taking you to the other place that's near the basement. Believe you me. Listen, Paul. Why don't we? Who? Here, I'll put out a parchment on the table, and we can go through some strategies if you want to pick our brains.
Let's talk terrain. How about that?
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously, we've gone over my hill thoughts.
Sure. Be at the top.
I also have some musings about ice.
Oh, like what?
Basically, stay away, because that stuff's breaking, and you're going to freeze in the water.
Oh, you can also slip.
Yeah, that's right. This guy gets it.
Look, I have the same opinion about Mario levels and Christopher Nolan movies. The snow level's always the worst.
That sounds about right. Who's Christopher Nolan?
Don't get me started.
Well, anyways, planes are pretty good, but then you gotta watch out for horse people and, like, anybody that's riding an elephant, because they might just stab you with a longer spear than the one you have. So planes are pretty complicated.
Spear it be.
Maces are pretty good, because you can kind of be up on it. It's sort of like, you know, if there was an appendix that was referencing other parts of the book, you might see, like, Sea Hill.
You're right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, the good thing about planes is, now that I'm on your team, we can just set the whole thing aflame.
Oh, that's chapter 11, using fire as a weapon.
Okay, great.
Yeah, that's a pretty sweet strategy no matter what. Basically, you can light soldiers on fire, you can light their food on fire, you can light where they sleep on fire, you can light their fire on fire. The possibilities are basically...
Wait, you can light their fire on fire?
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah, dude. You've got to get out here and see some of these battles, man. I'm really thinking outside the box.
Yeah, look right over there in the fireplace where the pot is hanging over the fire.
I have a feeling I know what Magic Man's going to do here.
I'll set that fire on fire.
Please do.
Erythrocloth.
See, there's another flame on top of the flame.
Like, exactly how I would do it. This guy knows war, and he's probably never even been in one.
I'm burning that fire down to the ground.
Holy shit, that second fire is really decimating that first fire.
See? And that's just part of the strategy. For the low price of $69.99 gold pieces, you two can have one of my scrolls.
Seems like a deal.
And then it's just an ongoing payment of $12.99 per month. Cancel anytime. No obligation to follow.
Okay, let me see how much gold I've got. I'll scrape some gold together here. Here's 70 gold.
Okay, sweet.
And then I owe you a little bit every month?
Hold on.
What?
Polpash, do you have any evidence of this army that's supposedly following you?
Oh, yeah. Everywhere that's just... that there's nothing, that's where we used to be.
That's pretty impressive.
So, that's basically proof.
The Freud. The frozen void. They must have decimated that place.
Oh, yeah. That's where I learned about the ice and the whole thing about falling through. We lost a lot of good soldiers that day. And one crocodile that we had trained to do sort of like battle tricks.
Oh, what kind of tricks?
Oh, it would do like sort of distractionary tactics, like I'm going to bite your leg, and then, you know, someone would just like swoop in with a sword, or they would like shoot him with an arrow while they were distracted by the crocodile.
So wait, you had a crocodile and you were using it to distract people and not actually attack people?
Well, it was a pacifist crocodile.
It was an in-a-wild crocodile.
Arnie, think about how distracting it would be if a crocodile said, I'm going to bite your leg. You'd be like, well, that's all you'd be thinking about. Sure. You wouldn't even notice someone coming up to you with a sword.
Yeah, you wouldn't even notice that you got run through by one of my greatest barbarian warriors.
Right.
It'd be too late, and that's part of my master strategy. Anyway, don't trust anything that flies. That's another huge one.
Wait, isn't one of your wives a bird?
Yeah, and that's why I don't trust her. Or do I? I'm always tricking my enemies.
Okay, Arnie, Usador.
Yeah?
I don't think that this is like some military strategist, okay? I think this is a QVC. You know, a quite vexing child? Those children that run, they're like hucksters. They go around and they try and like get you to buy into their programs.
Mm. Yeah, but they're always asking you for a bunch of money and then a series of payments where they charge you extra on the interest on the other side.
Yeah, but you can't trust these QVCs because the quality of what they're selling is shit.
Okay, well, I already paid my gold.
And they always find loopholes. Wait, you said my friend could cancel at any time?
Yeah, there's no obligation. And I'm not lying.
Why are you winking when you say that?
Oh, there's war in my eye.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
Should I just try to cancel just to see if it works?
Yeah, try to cancel. Yeah.
I'm just going to go ahead and cancel.
Oh, is that right? Was there something wrong with your servants today, sir?
Well, no, I just...
You're not satisfied with the wisdom and the strategy that I provide from my 7 years of experience as a warlord and war strategist?
I wouldn't say that. You said I could cancel at any time, and I just thought this time seemed as opportune as...
Ask to speak to the superior.
May I speak to your superior?
Well, before we do something like that and send you directly to the escalation department, what if I told you I could get you this fabulous studded leather in this camel color?
Oh.
And that's for no obligation, and that's free on us, just to keep you here on our program.
It's free? Well, this seems like it might take a while, so why don't we take a quick break while I negotiate my cancellation?
Go try it on. Maybe go out in the battlefield, see if it has, like, see if an arrow can penetrate it or whatever. I'll just be right here with my trunk full of other war trophies and such.
An arrow penetrate? Come on.
Chant.
In 1976, a Georgia native, Navy veteran, and peanut farmer named Jimmy Carter won his bid for the presidency. What Carter didn't know then was that the next 4 years would be the most difficult he could ever imagine. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery's podcast, American History Tellers. We take you to the events, times, and people that shaped America and Americans, our values, our struggles, and our dreams. In our latest series, we explore Jimmy Carter's time in the White House, from his unexpected presidential victory as an outsider vowing to clean up Washington, to his remarkable diplomatic breakthroughs and legislative accomplishments on energy, education, and the environment. But Carter also faced crushing challenges as he worked to lead the country through energy shortages, sky-high inflation, and the Iran hostage crisis. Follow American History Tellers on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Experience all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long, dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.
So I get their leather bracelet. I get to keep my subscription. I only pay another 10 gold a month. And now I get a series of books that tell me about all of the reptiles in Foom.
That's right, and don't get it twisted. You have the leather bracelets, but did you not try on this fabulous full-body armor? It's going to protect you from basically everything. It's slightly enchanted by a witch that we did have to kill.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, it's a little snug on me, but I like it. I think
it looks... It's very... But you know what, man? It's up to you. Whatever you want to do, that's fine with me.
I'll stick around. I don't need to cancel it. I don't even need to cancel. I mean, look at all this great stuff I got.
Plus, you're going to learn a lot about reptiles, friend.
We're going to learn so much about reptiles, Chunt.
Zoo scrolls? That actually sounds kind of fun.
Do you have any scrolls about the supernatural or unsolved mysteries?
Yeah, well, that's not really my thing, but I do have some of those, yeah.
Oh, okay. Sign me up for
those. What kind of mysteries do you like?
Just ones that are unsolved.
So nothing about like solved mysteries, like
yeah, nothing
I did
solved.
Sort of solve a mystery once.
Oh.
Through my cunning strategies of war, I figured out who the Bog Lady was. You know the Bog Lady?
No, I don't. That's a total mystery
to
me.
You figured out who the Bog Lady is?
Yeah, we walked to the edge of this bog and just sort of like waded in there and we just surrounded her, which is another tenet of war that's super important. Surround your enemy.
Sorry, so who was the Bog Lady?
Her name was Doris, and she was pretty great.
Hmm. Arnie, you see that? He's looking up and to the left, which is what people do when they lie.
She was also involved in like the thing where she was like trading.
Mm-hmm.
Every weekend, they would just like swap clothes and other sundries.
Hmm. Arnie, do you notice how many details he's giving? When someone lies, they give way too many details. He's also touching his face.
She was wearing this sort of, like, blue thing, but also, like, if you looked at it a different way, it sort of looked gold.
Oh.
You just, like, couldn't tell which color it was. And, like, we spent a good half hour that we could have been training, which is also a huge part of war, where you want to be, honestly, training is, like, 90% of war. And we should have been training, but we were just debating whether or not the dress was blue or gold.
John, I think you're right that he's making it up, but also he kind of just tells the story like a child.
Yeah, it's tough to kind of suss out. You're right.
It's too bad there aren't three T's in battle so that you could have training in there.
Yeah, there's no word like T battle, which would be awesome.
We'll use one of the L's. Let's go battle.
There's only one L.
There's only one.
Jesus.
Jesus Christ?
Jesus Christ.
I gotta get back to the war. Is anyone coming with me, or are you guys just gonna sit around in this dusty old bar and stare at each other.
Well, walk me through. Say I conscript into your
battalion of barbarians, yes.
What will it be like? Like, walk me through what my life will be like.
Under my tutelage, you'll wake up every single morning, right around when the birds start singing and the sun's arising.
Under your tutelage, we'll wake up? Come on, man. This sucks.
There's more to it. Have you seen the size of the scroll?
Yeah.
We'll begin training after a meager breakfast. Then we'll start sharpening weapons.
Oh.
And using my strategies, we'll try them out on each other. There'll be a lot of, like, rolling around, scrappling, scrambling. What do they call that when you grappling?
Yeah.
There'll be grappling and scrappling.
Yeah.
That's basically going to take us until 8:30. That's when everybody's getting some juice.
Okay, good.
So a full morning of grappling and scrappling and then some juice.
Then we'll have to tend to animals. We'll make sure our fire supplies are, you know, on point. There'll be also, yeah, like I said, animal tending.
Now, with Chunt there, does he grapple and scrapple, or do we just tend to him during the animal bit?
Ooh, that's a great question, Magic Man, and I'm super glad you asked it.
Thank you.
Probably part of his scrappling and grappling is going to do a lot of the grooming right then and there, because you're really just rolling around on the ground together, getting into it.
Sure, okay.
So then we're probably going to move across some terrain. I've covered some of those. There are more that I could get into, but for the interest of time, I'll sort of, like, just say we're going to be walking a lot. There's also going to be a ton of drums.
Wait, interest of time? You made it seem like there is no interest.
What do you mean? I'm saying I'm skipping over all of the terrains that I could possibly be talking about, unless you really want me to get into them.
Chunt, do you want him to list all the terrains?
No, I don't, but I'm just saying when he's kind of selling us on this.
Go ahead, list them off.
It seemed like he was...
There's forests, okay? Those are tough, because there's a lot of trees, and there's a lot of brush that you have to surround yourself with. Also, there's jungles. I don't know if you've ever sweat through your clothes, but all you got to do is spend 5 minutes in a jungle, and gosh darn it, you're going to really be feeling it in your squeezies.
Is a jungle basically just a sweaty forest?
It's a wet forest. What do we... It's under...
Well, okay, but you think so, but then also there's wet forests, which I was getting to.
Oh.
Okay? Those are forests that are wet, but they're not jungles because the heat is not a factor. So... Who's the strategist now?
Yeah, which is also different than swamps.
Swamps are tough, okay? That's when you want to go around. There's also seashores. I don't really go in for aquatic stuff, but that is a possibility if you've got an armada or a fleet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, there's tundra. There's lava fields. There's also, like, just quicksand, which is super fun.
That's pretty cool.
You wouldn't think it would be fun, but it's great.
What's fun about it?
Well, you just, like, you get sucked under it, and it's like you have trouble breathing, and then someone pulls you out.
Hmm. Yeah, your friend is getting pulled down, and you throw him a vine, and then you get pulled in, and then someone else has to come along and pull you out at the last second.
And you've obviously grabbed the vine from when you were in the jungle or the wet forest, depending on which terrain you were in before quicksand, because quicksand is always adjacent to a jungle or a wet forest. I've really had a lot of time to think about this in my 7 years on this planet.
You know what's weird? No matter what world in the entire multiverse, kids think a lot about quicksand.
Don't we?
Sucked under, grab a vine.
Boy, copious notes over here.
Yeah, for someone who was complaining a second ago about terrains, all of a sudden you're super interested?
No, I'm just...
Are you an eagle screamer or not, Chunt?
Yeah, are you ocelot enough to be an eye gouger?
Do you want me to turn into an eagle or an ocelot? What am I doing here?
What are you doing here? This is part of my strategy. You're getting frazzled. And when you're frazzled in battle, you're battling frazzles.
Battling frazzles?
Can we go back to shoving this kid and putting our foot on his head?
It's your turn. I felt weird after I did it.
I'm being aware there's a war going on. I'm acting like there's a war going on. I'm doing the 1T that I can't remember because I'm a little frazzled, to be honest with you. But I am tricking my enemy. I'm laying down if there's a dragon, which there isn't, unless you can change into one of those.
And alley-oop, shove.
Whoa, laying down.
Well, I suppose it'd be easy to skip the tea that you skipped since your friends aren't here and you couldn't tell them where you're going to be after the war.
This guy gets it.
Arnie, I shoved him, but I don't think anyone noticed.
Oh, no. He said he was laying down.
I thought you turned into a dragon, which is why I laid down, but I guess you were just shoving me. I've never been shoved by whatever creature it is that you turn into, so excuse me.
Trent, did you try stepping on his head?
No, let me try that. Let me... I mean, I'm basically kid-sized, so this isn't really...
Yeah, it's not doing much.
Is a small chipmunk tickling my little ear?
Man.
That's called intimidation. Another tactic. I'm full of these.
Full of something.
I got a whole toolbox of war tools.
Okay, so if you're actually like what you say you are and not just a little kid, what are some curse words you know? And don't giggle.
Fing.
Huh?
Fing off.
Fing off?
Why don't you go get me a meat or an ale, you star blaster?
This is a kid. This is a fucking kid. Guys, look at him. He's scared to say it. He's making up curse words. I mean, they could be regional. I guess they could be regional sayings, but...
Perhaps, Chunt, he just has a little class. Goddesses forbid there be a little bit of class on this show for once.
Yeah, gash dick.
What?
Whoa. Oh, fuck. Sorry.
It's fine. I've heard it all before. But profanity is a symbol of weakness where I come from. So that's why you're not going to hear any of that filth coming out of my mouth.
Oh, this sounds like a lot of our reviews on Apple Podcasts.
Well, it's been great talking to you guys, and I do mean that.
Thank you.
I've got some warriors to lead, and I don't think any of you are up to snuff.
Oh, you're not interested in me joining anymore?
Wizard, can I be honest with you?
Oh, yeah, please.
When it comes to war, true magic just feels like cheating.
Oh.
Oh, he's looking up and to the right, so he's telling the truth.
Think about it. If you're one of those lightning guys, or you can make dirt into weapons, or you can just shoot fire out of your wand that looks like a penis and testicles.
Right.
That's a real advantage that most warriors aren't going to have. So, unfortunately, the last page of my scroll will show wizards ain't allowed here.
Oh.
As much as I would love to see you lay waste to legions of my enemies, it just isn't fair.
It's the He-Man Wizard Haters Club.
Wizards ain't allowed here? Wah? This is a fucking kid. This is a baby. Look, it says wah. Come on.
I understand. You're a very classy young gentleman.
You're made of super, super strong stuff, Mr. Wizard, whose name I never got, and I don't think you ever said.
I don't always have to say it. It's fine.
You kind of do.
I'm Usador. Wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fearing Alec. The dwarves know me as Zonin and Hookstanges, and I am known in the northeast as Gasmanius Maystar. And there are names. There are names, young Polposh, that if I did speak aloud, your enemies would not only die, they would weep for days before that inevitable death devoured them from the inside out.
It kills me to pass on this guy's resume.
Yeah, I get it, though.
Yeah.
It eats me up inside that I can't use this might and power to destroy my enemies, but it's just too easy. Hey,
it's one of the rules. I understand, and I respect the choice you've made. But that doesn't mean that Arnie and Chunt aren't still available.
Great. Let's go to you, Fuzzball. What do you say?
I'm out.
Yeah, and I don't like to walk. Really, none of those things sounded all that appealing to me.
You know what? It's not for everybody.
Yeah.
It's not a life I chose. It's the life that chose me. And so it is with a sad heart, but also some relief that I say, farewell, warrior, wizard, furry thing. We'll see you on the battlefield should I decide to descend upon this village. In the meantime... Stay frosty, fuckers.
Stay frosty? Does that mean he's going to fight us on ice?
Oh, I hope not.
Right? He mentioned ice.
He said to stay off of ice.
He said stay off of ice, but then he said, or don't. I can't... Well, what is he?
He could be tricking us.
He could be tricking us.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of reverse psychology.
I'm a little concerned about the war he mentioned on the other side of the mountain. That there's a war going on over there. Should we look into that?
I feel like we would have heard something. Like, look, I'm not sure if he's just been full of shit this whole time, or he has an army somewhere, which maybe could be a problem, but also, look, someday they're going to come up against a wizard. It gives me no pleasure to say it. That wizard's going to fucking destroy that entire army. It's going to be terrible.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, come to the window. Look, he's on his rocking horse. He's moving forward and back and forward, and he's not really going anywhere.
Sort of very slowly making progress.
Wait a second. Does this kid live in town?
I mean,
there's some chance that this kid just lives in town.
It's possible. I mean, also, like, he'd say there's a huge war, and huge to a 7-year-old child might be, like, a skirmish to us, or just some people yelling at each other. Who knows, you know? Like,
do we just get tricked into playing pretend with a kid in town?
Mom, shut up. I got 70 gold pieces off of Withered, and he's going to give me 12 gold pieces a month.
There's a woman grabbing him by the ear. He's...
You gotta let me...
Oh, no. What is...
Let me go. Excuse me, are you the wizard that my son just conned?
I don't believe so. I believe we had a very salient conversation.
Are these your 70 gold pieces?
They are, yes.
Put your notes away. Put your notes away.
Put your notes away.
Oh, I see what it's like with you three just in here drawing penises. Disgusting.
Oh, interesting that you saw penises, ma'am, because these are just random mead stains.
Okay, what did he say? Be aware there's a war going on. Act like there's a war going on. Tell your friends. Arnie, Chunt, I think I'm going to war with this woman. Trick your enemies. Lay down if there's a dragon. Are you a dragon, ma'am?
No, I'm a woman who has to take her husband back to the war that's on the other side of the mountain.
Oh, there is a war going on
there. There is a war, okay.
And what was the last one? Everyone have cake. Ma'am, would you like a piece of cake?
I thought you'd never ask.
For the record, I would have loved cake. My usual diet of sulfuric acid and cicada husks gets old sometimes. Yuzuru the Wizard was played by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was played by Adol Rafai. Polposh the Wise was played by Mark McConville. Check out Mark's podcast, Mall Walkin', where he and Matt Gourley wander the malls of Southern California. Go get it wherever you get your podcasts. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Supporters like Jeremy Fansler, Nikki Stevens, Cassie Bat, Salvador Salazar, Hannah and Ginny, Pancho Gomez, Carly B, Amaya Nix, Nicholas Swaminathan, Chris Oster, Clarice, and Marco, Rachel, and Mateo. Patrons get ad-free episodes, the entire back catalog, including all the previous spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adol Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Oh, no promotional blurb this week, Garrett? Not taking the credits hostage again to talk about upcoming road trips? Maybe a new baseball cap you've been eyeing in the store windows? Why stop now, Schultz? Why not turn this entire venture into your personal publicity machine? Associate producer Anna Hoverman. This episode edited by Tim Joyce. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.
Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.